Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through Scripture verse by verse. And we are back to going through a book of the Bible, and I am so excited because this is one of my favorites. Actually, we're going through two simultaneously. So we're going to start with 1 Timothy, and then we will go to 2 Timothy, and we will go through that those entire books by the end of January 2019. So anyway, I just wanted to give you that little plug and how excited I am for that. And we're actually reading this in the J.B. Phillips New Testament translation. This is a paraphrase, and I have a little backstory about it, if you don't mind indulging me. When I was younger and I met Christ at 15, and I think it must have been when I was like 16 or 17, I just longed to see my mom come to know Jesus. This was the cry of my heart. And I found on a bookshelf the New Testament translated by J.B. Phillips on that bookshelf, and it was my mom's. It had been hers when she was younger in the 60s, and so there was just something really great about knowing that my mom had had that New Testament at one time, and I still have that book. It's just an amazing paraphrase and translation. So I hope you enjoy it as we go through these next two books of 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. So today we're reading in the Phillips version of the New Testament, and we're in 1 Timothy 1, verses 1 through 2. Paul, Jesus Christ's messenger by command of God, our Savior, and Christ our hope, to Timothy, my true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Master. Mind if I pray for you? Father, thank you for this book. Thank you that there is such a beautiful relationship between Paul and Timothy. Paul is a spiritual father to Timothy, and he calls Timothy my true son in the faith. And so, Lord, before we even go on, I just want to pray that you would send us spiritual mothers and fathers into our lives. And Lord, that you would make us spiritual fathers and mothers in other people's lives, so that we would receive from those who are wiser than us, who have walked this earth longer than us, but that we would also take what we've learned and pour it out generously on those of the next generation so that they can follow hard after you and reap the wisdom that we've experienced. So Lord, thank you. And I do pray for Paul's and Timothy's in our lives. Would you supply those even this year as we approach 2019 and we start thinking about goals for the year? One of those goals just might be, Lord, please send me a mentor. Or maybe it could be, Lord, please make me a mentor to somebody else. So Lord, I pray that you would fulfill that. Lord, thank you so much that Paul called himself a messenger of Jesus Christ, and I pray that we would take that on as well, that we are not only messengers, but ambassadors of the kingdom of God, and help us to take that, not take that lightly, but to take it seriously and with joy and with passion and with excitement about sharing Jesus with anyone who will listen to us, with kindness, with compassion, with winsome intentions. So Lord, help us to become messengers of you. Lord, we just need more faith today. I need more faith. It says that Timothy is the true son in the faith. And then he talks about what he wants to speak over that audience. And he says, I want to speak grace over you. Grace. And so, Lord, may we be people of grace today, not only to receive it from you, which is so amazing and so great, but to take in that grace and then pass it on to someone else. So Lord, help us not to be harsh judges, but people of grace. Also, the word is mercy, and mercy is such a beautiful word. I pray mercy over my audience today, those listening today, that they would experience your mercy, your loving kindness, and your just how you care for us so tenderly. And Lord, again, I pray that as we receive that mercy from you, we would be mercy ambassadors and give out that mercy to those who are in desperate need of that kind of unconditional mercy that we need. And the last is peace. Lord, we are a peaceless people, and we worry and we fret and we give in to anxiety, and we, especially as we look at the next year and try to think about how we're going to pay for things and all of that, Lord, you are the God of peace. So would you bring us some peace today? Would you bring us peace in our hearts? Help us to lay down what is consuming our thoughts, because you are so good and you love to take them from us. So we just give all that to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day on this 26th day of December. You are such a blessing to me. If you'd like to help the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday for as little as $1 a month. At the $5 level, you'll receive a painting, which is kind of fun. I'm not the greatest painter in the world, but it is exclusive to you. And at the $10 level, you'll get your name on a brick wall that goes out every single day, which is kind of cool. And at the $20 level, you get my very hush-hush secret podcast. So again, that's patreon.com/prayeveryday. And may you have an amazing December 26th.